celebrations in Abidjan after months of uncertainty. These Ivory Coast soldiers were facing decades in a prison in Mali. But a pardon from the country's military government allowed them to return home.
Ivory Coast, Mali, it's not the same thing. It was very hard. I'm home now and I'm very happy.
He was arrested on his birthday, but today we're relieved. We cried, we fasted, we prayed, and finally God has answered us. I'm in joy. Words fail me.
President Alassane Ouattara was there to greet them. The fate of the soldiers was at the center of months of diplomatic wrangling. The incident created a rift between the two countries. But Ouattara made clear he wants to put it behind them.
I would like you to know that Ivory Coast will continue to offer support to all brother countries, African and others, who need to evolve towards peace. As I've often said, without peace there is nothing important for a nation. Peace is essential, and you went to bring peace to Mali, and I strongly hope that this brother country will find peace once more.
The troops were arrested in July. They were accused of being mercenaries and put on trial. Ivory Coast says they were part of a United Nations peacekeeping mission. UN forces have been deployed to the region for years as armed groups threaten stability. But Mali has been increasingly isolated since Colonel Assimi Goïta seized power in a military coup 2 years ago. The military government has missed deadlines for organizing elections and blocked UN forces from investigating alleged violations of human rights. But the return of the soldiers was framed as a gesture of goodwill to the region, a possible sign that Mali may be ready to re-engage with the international community. Vincent Monaghan, Al Jazeera.